Additional funding for KPCW has been provided by Right at Home, 1745 Bonanza Drive, Furniture and Home Accessories Consignment. Gallery Mar, fresh contemporary art on Main Street, gallerymar.com. Park City Gynecology, Park City Metasthetics, Women's Healthcare, Age Management, 435-214-5335. Rally Interactive, makes apps, websites, and other digital products. Rallyinteractive.com, the corporation for public broadcasting and listeners like you.
Whole Foods Market proudly supports KPCW as the official provider of pastries, fresh squeezed juice, and other natural breakfast items for KPCW's Green Room during the Sundance Film Festival. Whole Foods is located in Kimball Junction off Highway 224, open 7 days a week. Whole Foods, from the gourmet to the everyday, organic groceries, prepared meals, party trays, sushi, and more.
It's 9:06, and you're listening to the Sundance Reel. I'm Leslie Thatcher, and joining me as my co-host today, I have one of KPCW's Friday film reviewers, Mark Harrington. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Leslie.
So how's Sundance gone for you this year?
Well, pretty great. You know, for me, I've got a two-year-old, so it's always a little challenge to get my normal cache of films in, but I got about a half dozen under my belt so far, and I push heavy on the second weekend, as I hope most locals do, because as access increases and you get the award winners Sunday, which is just a great program and a great way to get caught up. And so hopefully both our visitors and locals take advantage of the final few days here.
Okay. So tell me what you've seen and what you really
liked. I've been heavy on the premiere category. So really like Calvary, the second effort by John Michael McDonough, starring Brandon Gleeson, with another Irish tale. Kind of tells the story of a priest who gets threatened by one of his parishioners in confession, and then has to figure out whether the threat's real or not, and how that impacts his work and his relations with the rest of town. And it features the similar vein of heavy themes broken up by Irish humor that his first effort, The Guard, did so well. Mm-hmm. But this one's a lot heavier. It takes on efforts of or themes related to the abuse scandal in the Catholic Church head on, literally and figuratively. But great performances all around, and just truly, truly, I think, a great follow-up effort. Whiplash, the opening night film, of course, you've already heard a lot about, so I've heard,
but I haven't seen it, though. Yeah, so, tell me what you thought.
Well, you know, J.K. Simmons is such a great actor and brings such a dimension to any role he plays, in terms of obviously just his voice is so, you know, he gets from his, you know, insurance commercials to, you know, Oz or whatever role he's played. And in this one, he obviously plays an instructor at a music academy and takes on this prodigal drummer and drives him to greatness or not is the theme. And what does that entail? And so just great performances again and really impactful. Saw Frank, which I'd call more the quintessential Sundance film, you know, a quirky story about a band member, a singer, band leader who is so got his own issues that he's got to wear a ceramic bobblehead on his head the whole time, based loosely on a true story. And again, just with Maggie Gyllenhaal and Michael Fassbender, just a great cast that delivers spot-on performances that... And one of the best beginnings sequences of festival, one of my favorite things to always look for is you know, unique starts to film. And I think Super Troopers probably being one of my favorite first 5 minutes of film in terms of fall down laughter. And this one has a pretty innovative start to a film in terms of the origins of songs and following its lead character as he walks down a street and thinks up of lyrics as he passes literally everything on the street. And so it's a real neat opening sequence I encourage people to check out.
Hmm. Okay, the name of that one was what?
Frank.
Frank. Mm-hmm.
And then last night saw Fishing Without Nets, a dramatic film based on the Somali pirating. And it is fictional, however, based on the director's exhaustive research on the topic. Kind of gives, it's one of those what I call perspective films, ones that you, even though it's fictional, it's not that it goes to show that the people that are perpetrating the crimes are, it's not scapegoating them, but it puts their place in life in perspective. And so what you saw with immigration last year with perhaps who is, what was that, Denia Crystal, you know, was similar in terms of showing the life of someone that has to make choices that lead to often disastrous and violent results. And so this was from the villagers' perspective, that where the origins of the pirating kind of come from the conflict and the tribalism and the various layers of families. And because these are really kin-oriented gangs, if you will, that do this pirating. And the little-known story is that most of the victims are Filipino people on the ships. And at its height, there were as many as 500 at a time at any given moment that were held hostage and often don't, you know, come out of it. And that's, you know, you don't hear a lot about that side of it and who the true victims are. And certainly with the publicity about Captain Phillips in that film, that's a different story. But this one was a little bit more on the ground perspective. And I really like these kind of films because they're what Sundance is about, I think was one of the comments in the audience, in the sense of it's not going to have a huge audience probably worldwide, but it is a rare opportunity to get a glimpse of a perspective that you may not otherwise through some pretty good storytelling.
Right. Okay, well, let's bring in our first guest we've got coming up this hour, Sean Means. He's a Tribune, works for the Salt Lake Tribune as their film critic. We're also going to have Geralyn Dreyfus. She's the founder of the Utah Film Center and a co-founder of Impact Partners. Jeremiah Zager is the director, Lori Cheadle, the producer of Captivated, The Trials of Pamela Smart. And winding it all up is Sydney Freeland. She's the director of Drinktown's Finest. So stay tuned.
Homestead Resort is proud to support KPCW's Fun Friday. Winter Wonderland activities include sleigh rides, dog sledding, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and the geothermal crater. Simon's Restaurant is open nightly, serving home-style dinners. Homestead Resort in Midway, 435-654-1102 or homesteadresort.com.
This is Craig McCarthy with the Park City Chamber Bureau. Joining the Chamber Bureau provides your business with lots of benefits, from business-to-business networking and promotional opportunities to access to our 1,000-plus membership database. Becoming a member of the Park City Chamber Bureau is a great investment for your business. Information on joining is online at visitparkcity.com or call us at 649-6100. The Park City Chamber Bureau is a nonprofit organization.
Contrary to popular belief, getting pregnant can be difficult. For some couples, it can be quite a challenge. The OBGYNs at Park City Specialty Clinic are there to help you find solutions for pregnancy on your terms. The appointment number is 435-658-7400. Intermountain Healthcare is a nonprofit organization.